The Promised Messiah's life-giving powers, a reflection of the powers of the Holy Prophet. It is amazing how great is the spiritual change effected by Hazrat Mirza Sahib. What did he find when he came? Human inventions and superstitions masquerading as divine religion. Devotion to worldly ends. A general revolt against spiritual life. Hatred of godly ways, of revealed knowledge and of revealed law, insensitiveness to moral distinctions, casualness in prayer and lack of reverence for religious teachers. This was what he found. And what did he achieve? A following, as well educated as any, who yet believed in God and his prophet, in angels, in prayers, miracles, revelation, the hereafter, the day of judgment, and heaven and hell. A following which observes the religious duties prescribed by Islam. Few among his followers can be found who are lacking in the observance of daily prayers and so on. Even such lack as may be found can be attributed to the weakness of early days and may be trusted to disappear before long. It is commonly known that college-educated young men and women and those who have acquired any degree of modern education acquire a perfect hatred for religion. If they value religion, it is for its political benefits. Yet, Hazrat Mirza Sahib has created a modern educated following, a following steadily growing in size, whose members are at the same time devoted to God and his religion. Their tears flow as they prostrate themselves in prayer. Their bosoms are filled with tender fervor when they entreat their God. They hold the interests of Islam and their duty to propagate it above their worldly interests. They sacrifice their time, money, and other opportunities for the sake of Islam. They are moved by the plight in which the religion of God finds itself today. They have become impressed by the need for an organized exposition of Islam, an intellectual jihad, jihad by argument. Many among them could have achieved outstanding success in worldly careers, but they have surrendered their careers for the sake of religion. They prefer poverty to plenty, starvation to satiety. On their lips are the names of God and the Holy Prophet, in their hearts, love of both. Their actions glorify God and the Holy Prophet, and their faces are suffused with the spirit of devotion. They live in the same world as others. They know the attractions of carefree living. They have the normal egoism and love of self. They too would live their own lives. They too read and hear what others read and hear. But they have decided to submit themselves to discipline and direction for the sake of Islam. Islam, they find, needs discipline more than liberty. The harm done by the Dajjal today has been done through worldwide organized propaganda. The effort on behalf of Islam needs a similar organization. It requires Muslims to come together under one flag. It requires the high and the low among them, the rich and the poor, the learned and the not so learned, to pool their efforts and organize themselves under one leader. Dissensions and disagreements among Muslims hamper Islam and help its enemies. To promote a united and organized effort on behalf of Islam, followers of Hazrat Mirza Sahib have determined to put the interests of Islam above their own interests, the call of God above their personal predilections. They have turned away from all current influences and have entered into a pact of voluntary obedience to their Imam. It is for the Imam to point out where and when they must go to serve the interests of Islam. It is for them to obey, and obey without hesitation, without demur. No sacrifices are too heavy and no difficulties too great for them. They perform what they profess. At this time, many of them can be found far from their homes and families, working not for personal gain, but for Islam. In spite of physical and financial privations, under the behest of their leader, the Khalifa of the Promised Messiah, many are already in the field, and many wait for their turn. They care little for their earthly life. They have left their homes and relations for the glory of God. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. There are some among them who have fulfilled their vow, and some who wait.